It's Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. That is the sound of the bandoneon, a type of accordion that has no keyboard but buttons on both sides. It's an instrument that has been identified with Argentina and the music of tango. And the man playing this is one of our guests in the studio, Danielle Benelli.
Joining him are Argentinian composer Martin Palmieri and the artistic director of Master Singers of Milwaukee, Eduardo Garcia Novelli. The Master Singers will present a concert this weekend on tango-related music, including Palmieri's Misa Tango and some music that features Benelli in a solo performance. All three of them and the bandoneon joined us in the studio this week. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And, Danielle, we have a beautiful example of the bandoneon, which we're going to hear a little bit later. Eduardo, I want to start with what the instrument is, where it fits in to the pantheon of Argentinian music. Let's start just sort of at the beginning with that.
I will just give a short introduction because I'm not the specialist here. But in any case, the bandoneon is what I call the quintessential tango instrument. But we can ask them a little bit to start a little bit maybe where the bandoneon is coming from. ¿De dónde viene el bandoneon?
El bandoneon is origin in Deutschland.
Germany.
In Germany, yep. Right.
Germany. In maybe 1850.
So mid of 19th century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an instrument very, very small. And envelopment for 1, 2, 3, 4 years creció.
Grew up or grew, developed.
Y arribó a la Argentina.
Arrived in Argentina.
Arrived in Argentina 1900.
Around the turn of the century.
Now, did the bandoneon, was tango happening at that point or did bandoneon precede tango?
El tango ya estaba sucediendo en ese momento, no es que el bandoneón
sucedía
lo precedió.
Porque se ejecutaba con flauta, violín y guitarra.
Yeah, it was happening and it was happening with flute, with guitar
y violín.
And violin.
But pero el bandoneón reemplazó al violín y
so
a la flauta.
Bandoneón was actually replacing some of those instruments and taking a lead really from that point onwards.
Why was the instrument adopted into tango? I mean, what was it about it?
¿Qué había en el instrumento que fue adoptado por el tango?
Bueno, ¿qué pasaba con el instrumento? Que era la voz nostalgia del instrumento, nostálgica.
Like it's a very nostalgic sound for the...
Yeah.
And of course, that's also quintessential about
tango. La voz del inmigrante italiano.
Interesting. The voice of the immigrant. Let's remember that Argentina is a land of immigration. Especially at the turn of the century, like thousands, probably millions of Europeans came to Argentina, particularly from, say, 1880 to 1930, say that chunk of time.
Lots of Italians, lots of Germans, probably Spaniards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly Italian and Spanish.
Yeah.
So tango is famously known for being started. It started in the brothels. Is that true?
La pregunta es si empezó en los burdeles.
Bueno,
no.
Todos dicen que empezó en los burdeles. Sí, empezó en las casas malas, pero cuando llegó a París, ahí tomó, se desarrolló.
Everybody says that. Everybody says that started in the outskirts and maybe in the brothels, but probably so. The thing is that little by little made it into downtown, and when it arrived in Paris, then everything changed.
Well, as it does when things arrive in Paris.
Right.
But it is such a sensual and sexual dance. It's wonderful when it's done well. And the music is so evocative, the music of tango. And Martin, I want to bring you in on this as well, that you've used this in your compositions. So it's not just a folk tradition. It's become a classical tradition as well.
Well, I have to say that musical education was academic music, classical music, but in a moment I think for myself I am living in Buenos Aires, but I am not able to compose or to write an arrangement for tango. No? So I start to study the question, I studied with Maestro Rodolfo Mederos, a very important composer and bandoneonist in Buenos Aires. And of course, since I was also a choir conductor, in a moment I put together both experience. And the result was this mass, no? But of course, before composed the Misa Tango, I tried to take this melancholic thing, all the flavor of the tango, playing the tango, no? With some musicians. We play in a group in Buenos Aires, and we spend a lot of time playing together. So the experience to play the tango is very important. To compose tango, if you want to compose tango, you have to play it, you know, of course. Finally, I can put together all my musical experience.
Is it fair to say that tango is the national music of Argentina?
I would say so, yeah. Though it is very strongly identified with Buenos Aires, with the capital, and also with Uruguay as well. Probably somebody from the province of Salta perhaps is not so much identified with tango, but they're more perhaps with folklore or something like that, or with, you know, with modern rock in Spanish. But yes, I would say it's national music.
And certainly internationally, when we hear tango, I think most of us think Argentina. They kind of go together.
You're right.
Yeah, they are part and parcel. I'm hoping we can hear a little bit of the bandoneón. Daniel, you've maestro, you've brought one.
Yeah, entonces tocamos algo.
Wonderful.
There's a tango famous, El Choclo, de Ángel Villoldo, the last century, the beginning of the last century.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's old tango. El tango in this época, en ese periodo, era muy alegre.
So it was a happy melody. At the beginning of tango, there was also that type of not so much melancholic, but like a feast. Mm-hmm. Like.
Era muy alegre porque se tocaba en los lugares alegres, en lugares de
para bailar,
de diversión.
So it was very
tango
fast.
Básicamente
it was played
es una danza.
Fast is a dance, and it was played in places where people would dance. So.
And so how has it changed? How has tango changed in the century and a half since it started?
The development of the orchestra is very important, no? Because in the beginning, in the old-fashioned tango, la guardia vieja, that we call.
This is la guardia vieja.
This is la guardia vieja.
Right, this is the old guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old
yeah.
guard.
Mm-hmm.
This is with tunes, with happy tunes. But I think with the bandoneon, and you know that it's not only one bandoneon, but four or five. So you have a complete section of this instrument. And of course, take a lot of the sound of the orchestra, and this is a sound with a lot of melancholy and very, very special sound, no? Very similar to the voice, human voice. Mm-hmm. And with the strings and bandoneon and piano, the sound of the tango without flute, without clarinet, that is a little bit more mm-hmm. colorful. The sound becomes a little bit dark, no? Because of this, because the strings and bandoneon is.
Yeah, the overtones and things that mm-hmm. you hear in the bandoneon mm-hmm. are wonderful. It's just, there is sort of, it almost...
Yeah,
vibrates in your belly,
and
you know.
The of course, as you hear, the bandoneon can play in rhythmically, but the fantastic skill of this is the expression, the long notes.
Maybe el tango. Bueno, toqué un primer tango muy rítmico. Mm. El segundo puede ser melódico, mm-hmm. en donde el bandoneón empieza a tener un sonido.
So the first one that he played was a very rhythmical. But this can be more melodic. Slow and melodic.
Oh, bravo. Oh. That was magnificent. I love all of the diminished and other chords. It's almost jazzy.
The expression,
you know,
yeah.
The expressiveness of it is so
fabulous.
There's
a lot of similarities with jazz. Mm-hmm. Huh?
El jazz y el tango están hermanados
right.
por
Brothers.
Épocas.
Yeah. And the difference between the two pieces we heard,
oh.
you know, just shows the range of mm-hmm. this. So Eduardo... You're from Argentina.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. you obviously grew up in this kind of music as well as European classical music. Mm-hmm. When did the idea for this concert that brought these two gentlemen here happen? I mean, how long have you been working on this one?
Well, there's a saying that if you put two conductors together, they talk about repertoire. Constantly. We're constantly looking for great pieces of music to perform, what our next program will be, what our next year will be. We've been thinking about this for more than a year now. In fact, by January of last year, we were making, you know, plans and everything. And, you know, you need to book these people with time because they're busy. And we need to make sure that they were available. But it was actually friends of mine, also conductors from Argentina, that pointed this piece out to me. I had no idea.
So you didn't know it before. I thought maybe you had.
No. It's interesting because, well, I've been living in the U.S. for a long time, but Martin and I actually studied with different, with same teachers when we were there, but we're never classmates. So, but we have lots of friends in common. And one, two of those people pointed the piece out to me and said, oh, you should look at this piece. It's a great piece. And, well, the rest is history.
And here you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so have you heard any of the rehearsals yet? Have you heard?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Now we only practice with the trio, no? Tomorrow we will have the rehearsal with the complete orchestra. But the moment, well, was the first time that we were together, but we have a story in common. So Eduardo is a fantastic conductor and a student of music, no? To understand the music. So the rehearsal was fantastic and we almost without stoppings we played the piece from the beginning till the end with no problem.
It was a very great rehearsal Tuesday night. Smooth ride. We went practically from the beginning to the end with, of course, comments and corrections and more about style than anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting the flair of the music that even though I am from there, I'm not a specialist in tango. I'm learning, let me tell you. This is like a crash course on learning.
A crash master course.
For me too, learning about tango style because that's the thing. You can learn the notes. Of course, because the notes are written there, but bringing it to life, that's what really takes a little while.
And is this, I mean, you're an adventurous programmer with the Master Singers, but is this the first time you've done something like this with them?
Absolutely.
And how are they responding to it? Are they loving it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can see that in their faces. And they fell in love from the beginning. Just learning the Kyrie of the Mass. It's like, oh, this is different. This is amazing. So, yes, they fell in love. Mm-hmm.
Forgive me if I don't say this exactly correctly, but tango es la vida, yeah? Tango is life.
I heard it's una gesta del alma.
It's a movement from the soul, I guess. It's
right.
It comes from the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the heart and the soul, and it is mm-hmm. it's wrapped in everything. And I want to thank all three of you. Muchas gracias por su tiempo, for your time today to share a little bit with us, and we will have all of the information about how to go see the whole Mass and hear everything on our website. But thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie, so much.
Thank
I think
you.
It's a unique opportunity for the Milwaukee audiences to hear this music.
Eduardo Garcia de Velli is the Artistic Director of Master Singers of Milwaukee. They'll present Misa Tango Saturday evening at Carthage College in Kenosha and Sunday afternoon at All Saints Cathedral in Milwaukee.
We also spoke with Martin Palmieri, the Argentinian composer of Misa Tango, and Danielle Benelli, a world-renowned bandoneon player who will perform in the concert. There are photos and more at WUWM.com. ¶¶